We're now joined by Don Day at Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Boy, it's just downright beautiful here today, Don. Thanks so much for being with us. Things, they kind of look like spring.
Yes, spring has sprung across a large swath of the nation over the last week to 10 days, and I think everybody was ready for that. It's also not been as wet as well, but we're going to change that. We've got a strong storm system coming out of the High Plains and Rockies tomorrow and Thursday that's going to bring a lot of weather to the nation's midsection.
Can you contrast this storm with the one we had 4 weeks ago? It was a really big one.
Yeah, and well, this storm is taking a similar track, and that is probably the biggest concern, is that the folks that were adversely impacted with the storm that we had in the middle of March will be taking it on the chin with this one. And that means that first, we're going to have winter storm and blizzard conditions across portions of western Nebraska, central Nebraska, northeast Colorado, Wyoming, and South Dakota as the storm intensifies tomorrow. And that's going to impact livestock interests that are already just trying to recover from the March blizzard. Then rain and snow will spread eastward, much like the last one did, across eastern South Dakota, eastern Nebraska, northern Iowa, southern Minnesota, into Wisconsin. As the storm intensifies, it'll be rain and snow in those areas. And unfortunately, the heavier precipitation is going to be focused in a lot of the same areas. So we are going to go back to having some flooding concerns.
Do things change over the next 10 days then?
Well, we will. We're seeing a spacing of these storms about every week or so. The next system that's going to come through is going to arrive right around Tuesday and Wednesday into Thursday of next week. And we are likely going to see that storm maybe not as strong, but that could be a significant rain producer. And again, Iowa, eastern South Dakota, eastern Nebraska, southern Minnesota, those areas, again, could get wet. So it does look as though, as we go with this storm and the storm the following week, while the next storm won't be as cold, it could be just as wet in some areas. And so we are going to be in a heightened sense of worrying about some flooding in those areas. Now, across the rest of the Corn Belt, there'll be areas of rain and thunderstorm activity as well. Hopefully, temperatures, though, as we get into the backside of April, won't be as cold.
So clearly, it sounds as if those folks that are in the western Corn Belt from Iowa north and to the west will not be getting in the field anytime soon. And the eastern Corn Belt may be more likely?
Yeah, I think so. Now, there's rain coming to the eastern Corn Belt. It's going to be more of the average variety, as you'd expect in April. You expect to have some wet periods in April and into early May, but nothing that looks excessive in the eastern Corn Belt. It's going to be the northwest and western areas of that Corn Belt that are going to continue to get wet. And when you get into patterns like this, large-scale flooding, you tend to have patterns repeat themselves, and that's what exacerbates the situation. And that's exactly what we're seeing with this next storm and the one next week.
Hey, thanks so much.
Thanks, Todd.
Don Day is with Day Weather from Cheyenne, Wyoming. You can find him online at dayweather.com or visit our website at willag.org, willag.org. Thanks for being with us during this Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report. Remember, if you'd like to see those numbers from the United States Department of Agriculture's World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates Report released earlier in the day, they're up on our website right now. I'm Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.